We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Go. Little interstate love song, Curtis. As during the break, Curtis was bemoaning the state of the interstates in Massachusetts. And right outside here on Lansdowne Street, it's all carved up as well.
You know, in November or December or January or February or March or even the first half of April this year, it was wide open. But, you know.
Well, you can't do road work in the winter. It's still expanding and contracting. That's when they do it, in the summer.
Okay, well then let's do it in June or July when students aren't still around and half the city goes to the Cape and the islands remain.
Why are you always miserable? Got it.
I'm not miserable. I'm just pointing out things that are asinine.
You can't deny science.
It's graduation week.
You can't deny science.
Bentley, Harvard, BC, all over this wonderful city, the best college town in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are students that are matriculating on graduating college. So why did we shut down Soldier Field Road or Storrow Drive? Why? Literally, you could have done it at any other point, and it wouldn't have caused the headache it did by choosing those days. Okay. It just means that we have idiots running our towns and cities.
Can I give you some Red Sox factoids to cheer you up?
Yeah.
Now that they've turned the corner at 17-22, and you have declared that this will be a meaningful season. You've come off the Zakim.
Yes, I am no longer on the Zakim because there's road work.
Since May 10th. Red Sox have scored 65 runs and hit .282. They've homered in each of their last five games. In May, all told, the Red Sox lead the AL in average, second in slugging, OPS, and extra base hits. They have recorded multiple extra base hits in 17 straight games, 62 total extra base hits in that span.
Woo!
Offense is coming alive. That's per The Athletic, I think, Jim McCaffrey. So some obvious signs that the offense is carrying this team here lately, and it overcomes any other possible, not any other. The bullpen still the best to back end. Everybody knows that. But it looks like this offense with Trevor Story going like this can start to carry them for a while.
I've spent far too much of my life analyzing box scores and MLB standings, and I don't know if I can remember a team, a baseball team, where the stars have been legitimate stars.
Mm-hmm.
There's been brilliant starting pitching, but there had been, like, you have guys like Bogarts, J.D. Martinez, and Devers that have been top five hitters in baseball the first 40 games of the season. And then you have people and elements of this lineup that are all hitting what, like, combine the three averages, and they're still under 300.
Yeah.
Like, it has been a bizarre peak and valley type lineup where you have, usually if you're struggling, it means your studs aren't performing to their level, correct? Like, that's 90% of the time. You know, people that are warm weather guys, Manny forever would not hit well early in the year because it was cold. And then you knew the second it warmed up, he'd start hitting bombs all over the place. Whereas this team, the stars have been performing at or above their expected numbers, but the rest of the lineup has been so atrocious.
Now, look, you get like texts like this, 413. Is it possible if they don't sign Xander, it will bring on this century's curse of the Bambino?
Ooh, good point. Dan Shaughnessy getting a new book.
We're losing our mind. They already got rid of Mookie. We thought that was the apocalypse. They have overcome it, sort of.
But I do think there is a difference with Mookie and Xander in that I trust Lou and others that have said that, you know, Mookie wasn't going to sign that deal here. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I don't think Lou's a liar, and I think he's pretty well connected. And when you look at
Because he didn't want to play in Boston.
Right, because he got to L.A., and he didn't get to free agency, if I remember correctly. He signed a long-term deal immediately with them.
A shocker. Not immediately, but yeah, pretty quick.
When he was here, he said he didn't want to sign because he'd waited this long. Why not see what my value is?
Right.
So we never actually ascertained that value. I mean, I think he did a great, you know, with that contract, but I don't think people now look back and say Mookie's like Lester or would be like Bogarts. I think Lester and Bogarts are both very similar in terms of that, and Mookie's not one of those.
Well, Toronto's gone 4-6 in their last 10. Red Sox are in a mediocre spot, but they do play after a trip to the White Sox, sub-500 teams in Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Oakland for 10 straight games. So that is some chance to make up some hay.
So how many road games will they have played? They'll play more road games than anybody in baseball,
it'll
right?
Be Sox summer.
Right.
Sox summer right here.
Get to the Ford Clubhouse studio right here. I heard our speaker's not working out there, but maybe tomorrow.
It's on the punch list. It's not Russian, you know.
Hey, I like it. People are just like, who's that bald? They think we're like an experiment for Rogaine.
The Celtics have been a great cover for the Red Sox start and the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio slow launch.
Oh, I am not giving you a hard time. You've devoted a lot of time and energy into making this what it is, which is much better than the last time we were here. So
we're making improvements.
Yeah.
Now, back over to the Celtics. Game 3 tonight, 8:30. You going to stay up for this one?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Having a party.
Okay. All right. 617 Texter. We were talking earlier about Ainge and whether he deserves credit or how much. Obviously, he gets some of the credit. Correct. Well, Fourier doesn't. Fourier yesterday gave him 0.0% because he left. Kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I liked it. Good take.
But if you want to say that he deserves 0.0% chance for them being this far, that they wouldn't have reached this
if he
had
stayed
he remained,
here,
I agree with that.
So what was Ainge's problem at the end? One caller brought this up, and he's right. He was known as Trader Danny, and then he never traded anything. He collected picks. Well, he had the Kyrie trade, and then he basically just sat on picks after picks and never did anything and had this trade exception, that trade exception, whatever.
And he was, I would say, at the top of the league. I don't know how maybe the Spurs always got those European guys late in the first, early second round, so maybe they had a better value acquisition in the draft. But it would be difficult for me to envision a guy who got – Jalen and Jason were both number three picks, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you had the year of the Jaylen Brown pick. People everywhere was like, how do you not get Buddy Hield from wherever the hell he was from? Gonzaga? Where's Buddy Hield from?
No, anyway. No. Oklahoma, maybe?
Oklahoma. Well, I know. Well, Marcus Smart was Oklahoma State. He was sixth pick in 2014, A-plus pick. But that draft where you got Jason Tatum, who many believe an MVP candidate going the next five straight years, all-NBA first-team quality player, top five guy in the NBA, behind Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, great.
I mean, and they played that, and that was such a brilliant smokescreen from Danny that entire time. So, and everybody says, what was it they would have taken Durant had they gotten that other pick over whatever? I guess that's just speculation. But
he also had Romeo Langford.
Not good.
Matisse Thybul.
Nope.
Neesmith, I guess the book's out on. But he had Gershon Yabusele was the 16th pick of that draft. I mean, he had nobody's perfect in the draft. I understand. Recent drafting has been good, but he was mostly criticized for lack of trades. Inactivity.
Right.
Lost his balls.
Right. He was. Somebody had given him one of those snip snaps there. So
the organization needed Brad to come in and be the hammer. Is that the narrative?
No, it was that they needed someone unburdened and not protected by the protected picks because Danny Ainge used those as a means of sort of like a Kevlar vest from getting fired, because it was like, look at all these picks I have. We can do whatever we want. He retained too many and was too hesitant to go all in.
Not enough Dombrowski. Not enough Dave Dombrowski.
Right, because he was protective of his legacy and what he was doing, and he trusted himself that he'd be able to find guys in the middle of the draft, that type of stuff. But
well, we had the comparison to Belichick earlier just based on like the kids in the organization.
Right.
Do you think there is some of that? Like Bill is not under pressure now to win. He's got a long-term plan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Crafts are enabling Bill Belichick to use their organization as a means to craft his legacy. I mean, no pun intended.
And Ainge, after winning one, just sort of felt that way, right, that I could just play the long game.
Well, they won one, and then they got to Game 7 of the Finals again against the Lakers, and they were, you know, that Pierce trade, I mean, the Nets trade is maybe the greatest trade in the history of the NBA when you think about what they got. I mean, so, yes, all of those things Danny Ainge is still, in my opinion, a top 10, you know, talent evaluator in the NBA. It's just run its course. Certain things just have to end. You know, Danny had been here from 2003 to 2021. That is a long time. People think Neely's been here forever. That's 7 years more than Neely's been with the Bruins.
Yeah.
So even that alone, and a guy played here, I mean, he had a pretty long, successful Celtics career, both on the court and off of it. And clearly the new voice needed is a head coach and a new guy making the decisions that was free to do whatever he saw fit. Because Brad Stevens wasn't going to be blamed if this team stunk this year. That still would have been blamed towards Danny Ainge.
Well, this conversation's not going to go anywhere. If you are right, and your hot take from the first hour, that this is the beginning of a Celtics dynasty of
totally.
Sorts.
Well, this is the first time in my life that the Celtics are beginning something that could be sustainable for 5 to 10 years. At every other point, even when they brought in KG and Ray Allen, that wasn't a 10-year run. That was the ends of careers trying to mold Mbutu and get the guys together, and they won one. But this is the ground floor.
Not for Al Horford.
Well, right, but Al Horford's, that's a totally complimentary piece.
He's the glue guy. What are you talking about?
But Jalen and Jason are now friends. You don't need the glue anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I guess not. I mean, well, you needed him in game one. It didn't look so good
okay,
in game
do you
one.
Do you think Ime's going to be here for five more years?
Yes.
Okay, do you think Jalen and Jason will be here for five more years?
Yes, but not Marcus Smart.
Okay, great, fine. I mean, that'll be fine. Marcus Smart is a movable piece. I know Defensive Player of the Year. So NBA fans love all these random awards. It's like, who cares?
Well, that's not a random award. That's a big – that's significant.
But, like, would you think less of him as a defender if he didn't win it?
I mean, I don't know about less of it. I mean, you said if he was, like, top five and didn't win number one overall.
Right, if he didn't win it as a first guard in however many years to win the award. It's like, who cares? If the team wins, you'll be happy. You don't need to have the defensive player of the year.
Okay, but you're not underestimating the importance of defense on this team.
No, I'm overestimating how much people seem to care about stupid awards.
Okay. All right, he's one of the best defenders in the league.
Correct.
You would agree.
Totally.
It showed up in game two in a big way.
Yep.
He shut down Jimmy Butler.
And he does not lack for confidence, which I'm not being flippant about. That's a key thing in the NBA. Absolutely.
Cocky, he can guard Bam. He can guard Giannis. Like, he is way more valuable than I thought to this team. I mean, a year ago, I was just thought he's just disrupting everything. You got to get rid of him.
Right.
He is getting in the way of Jalen and Jason. He's ripping them. He's trying to be the number one guy when he's, you know, he's a sidecar guy. Instead, he's exactly what this team needed. Great job by Wick to keep him.
Just 1 year apart. A year ago, Ken, we were talking to each other, and we were talking about how is Boston going to overcome this persistent and pernicious belief that the black players here can't be successful after what Kyrie said, after Kevin Durant echoed it, after Marcus Smart and other Celtics also voiced their agreement with Kyrie. We're a year removed from that. And look at where the Celtics are in terms of you have the head coach that everybody believes will be able to attract players here when they have cap space for it. You have Tatum, who begins his max deal next season. You have Jaylen Brown, who's been sensational. And you have a team that is going to be a destination. I mean, this is not like 10 years ago, 5 years ago. The biggest comment after any game this entire season was when Jason Tatum followed up Game 7 by saying, we have the best fans in basketball, praising what the Garden crowd helped them do and their win over the Bucks in Game 7. Everybody believes the fact that it was a home court advantage for the Celtics is what enabled them to get past the defending champions. Like, that is 1 year apart. A guy throws a water bottle, Michael Wilbon loses his mind, and we're all racist a-holes. And then next year, we're the best fans in basketball. I mean, it's a pretty amazing turnaround.
Well, that's why I made the statement in March, this is the most incredible team in Boston sports history. It's the most amazing.
No, you said the
0 to 100.
You said greatest.
Yeah, greatest team. Because it's the most unexpected rise to success ever.
Don't do the Wiggy.
It is.
No, the 2001 Patriots was far more unexpected than this. The 2001 Patriots were 0-2. I was at a game that year against the Chargers when Doug Flutie took them to overtime. They came back and won. I was sitting with Belichick's kids. We had to go back to the suite because of what they were saying to them when they were losing that game. So they were ready to fire Bill Belichick that year. The fans were. I'm not saying that Kraft was. So that turnaround is unlike, and we hadn't won anything in my life.
Well, they had been to the Super Bowl. How many years before that? 5 years prior?
They were 5-13 with Bill Belichick as the head coach of the Patriots.
Okay.
when Drew Bledsoe got knocked out. And people forget week
one. But in 97, they were in the Super Bowl.
96. 96
well, 97 calendar year.
Okay, the 96 season.
And that's 4 years prior.
I can't tell you. Nobody had ever won, ever, in my life.
They had been, some members of that team had been to the Super Bowl 4 years prior.
Correct.
How about
no, 5 years prior.
Okay, five seasons, four calendar years. How about this?
So they won the Super Bowl in 2002 then.
How about this Celtics team? When's the last time they've been to the NBA Finals?
Well, they've been to the NBA, the Conference Finals, where they are now several times.
Not the Finals, though.
This is their third trip to the Conference Final.
Okay, but not the Finals.
Right. What's the difference? It's one series.
That's pretty big. Winning a whole conference?
Ken, you're not going to win this argument. The 2001 Patriots were unprecedented. That changed literally everything.
This team was mocked and ridiculed beyond any... Greg wanted Tatum out. Everybody thought Smart was a dog. We mocked Brad Stevens all year last year. Ainge got run out of town by your words. They brought in a coach everybody thought was a buffoon in the first half of the year. I mean, this year, every member of the organization for the Celtics was mocked, ridiculed, panned, and declared as a bust and dead. And the franchise was going nowhere.
Wait, Tatum was a bust?
According to Greg.
No, Tatum, he didn't believe that Tatum was a bust. He believed that
he was... Yes, he did.
No, he believed, I mean, he can speak for himself, but he believed, like I said, you know, if Bogarts isn't going to re-sign, you need to get something for him. If Tatum doesn't want to be here, you need to strike while the iron's hot and get something because it was, I believe, voiced by 90% of the people in our listening audience, whether it was Mike Gorman or Greg Hill, who said that those two guys were not going to be able to mesh. And
right.
We didn't have Ime, so we didn't know.
Put this out to the callers. Are the 2022 Celtics the most unexpected run from terrible to great you've ever seen?
Terrible? They were in the playoffs last year.
What were they in the first half of the year, this year?
Okay, but the Patriots weren't in the playoffs in 2000.
They were terrible. Were they not terrible at some point early this year?
Terrible? No, they were 500.
Oh. Curtis, they blew... I saw them November 1st against the Bulls blow a 20-point fourth-quarter lead. Okay. In front of my eyes.
The Patriots,
they were dysfunctional.
The Patriots were 5-13 with Belichick. This Celtics team was 500.
A couple years ago, they had Kemba Walker.
Okay, but you just said this season they were a 500 team.
All right. Okay, not terrible. From
mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre is a stretch. How do you want to phrase the question then?
You think that this is the most stunning championship? That's just, I mean, that's a fair question.
I think it is stunning. It is absolutely stunning. Okay. I think it's more stunning than the 0-1 Patriots.
Okay, is this team's...
If they win the title.
Right. Well, okay. If this team wins a title, is it a more stunning championship than the 0-1 Patriots? That's a great way to ask
and
it.
And ever before. Screw it. All right, 617-779-7937.
Up Koozie might call and all angry at us.
What kind of clock management is this? It's time for trending.
Oh,
Nick.
Sorry.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The warm weather is here, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is saying, screw it, let's shoot it. Lick the salt, shoot the screwball, and then finish it with an orange slice. Lick it, shoot it, screw it. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, please enjoy responsibly. Well, a Trevor Story Grand Slam lifted the Red Sox 7-3 over the Mariners yesterday. Robbie Ray gave up the Grand Slam. Still lasted 8 innings in the game, though.
That's no joke, Curtis. That is Robbie Ray he won yard against. Good pitcher.
I have him on my fantasy team.
3-2 pitch there, Nick. Great piece of hitting by Story.
They had two outs.
Yep.
And Jackie, he also hit his first home run of the year yesterday.
Jackie Bradley hit his first home run?
Amazing.
Well, of the year, yeah.
Nice and sharp.
Opposite field. And they kind of needed it there, too. Xander Bogaerts, he left the game after a collision with Alex Verdugo. He got his feet taken out from under him, fielding a fly ball in left field. He is listed as day-to-day. They play Game 3 of their four-game set against the Mariners this afternoon. Garrett Whitlock gets to start opposite Chris Flexen. Joe Kostig and Will Fleming have the call with first pitch at 4:10. Pre-game with Brian Barrett at 3:10. And the Celtics, they look to take a 2-1 series lead over the Heat tonight. Derek White expected back in the lineup today after missing Game 2 due to the birth of his child. And tip-off for that one is at 8:30. Kyle Lowry and P.J. Tucker are also listed as questionable. And that is what's training out on WEEI.
Don't forget the Revs. Don't forget the Revs, Nick. 6 p.m.
Oh, the Revs, 6 p.m. Who are they playing, Ken?
FC Cincinnati. Big match today.
Do you think the Revs run through the playoffs last year was the most unexpected soccer run?
Wow, that was a tragic end.
Oh.
Did you watch that game and think...
No, I
How
do
did
not.
It come to this? They were unbeatable.
Yeah.
Bruce Arena blew it.
He really did. We should fire him.
It's a redemption season.
And that's what's trending now on WEINW.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
How much pride do you take in, you know, your ability to kind of run the team the way you've always said you had the ability to?
A lot of pride. That's what I've been doing my whole career. You know, that's what I got drafted here to do. And, you know, I just waited my turn, you know. And I'm blessed to be in the situation I am, to have the opportunity to go out and show what I can do. And, you know, I think everybody, the organization in the world, is seeing what I can do at that point guard position.
Now, Kenny Curtis here from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. That's Mark Smart. Do I kind of sense you are still uneasy about Marcus Smart and his behavior, his mannerisms post-game, despite the team's success?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're watching in, you know, in London right now, unfortunately. But the other thing is, it's like, there are so many people that are saying positive things about Marcus Smart. Why do you need to join them?
Let's just hit this is Marcus Smart, right? This is why, for years, I thought he was a negative that needed to be traded and removed from the team.
But you don't have to act in that way. It doesn't mean like you're always going to. You can change. You can say, okay, I sound like a bit of a horse's ass promoting myself after the team has another great win.
Why would he change when earlier in the year he's the guy who said Tatum and Brown don't pass the ball? And it worked, right?
I mean, that was for the betterment of the team. This is for just his own personal gratification.
Yeah, but it's all part of the same thing. He feels like he's got to be the leader to say things, either to praise himself or to charge, you know, to bark orders at the rest of the team. So it works.
What is the positive result of that statement we just played?
There were 7 wins away from the NBA Finals.
No,
that's the positive result.
You said that he's called
there has
out
to be something that's needed on this team, or they respect him or let him do it, whatever it is.
But no, but you made
that
a point.
Galvanizes them.
Right, but you made a point that he called out Tatum and Brown for not passing.
Yes.
Well, that helped because that was a flaw that they had.
Okay.
This is him saying, I hope they're watching in Budapest because I'm dominating.
Yes, like, he's saying, I'm the leader. And when this team loses a game, he steps up, and they have not lost back-to-back games, and that has been their most important calling card.
Okay, who had 46 points? Was that Jason Tatum or...
Yeah, in one game, but how many games...
Well, that was following the worst loss of the season, wasn't it?
It was a huge game.
It was an elimination game, correct?
But game two was what? The Marcus Smart game?
No, but I'm talking about
game six. Game two of the Eastern Finals was the Marcus Smart game.
Great. I'm talking about, you said that they need this after losses. After their worst loss of the season, postseason.
Yes,
you could
yes.
say it was almost as bad as
they
the
need his confidence. They don't need him to score like this every
okay.
game.
Okay, because in game six, they had Jason Tatum have a historic performance against a team that was the defending NBA champions who were 8-0 in their last eight games.
Amazing.
Where they could eliminate an opponent.
Unbelievable performance.
On the road.
Yep.
In Milwaukee.
Great.
Biggest win of the season, correct?
Bird-esque.
That game is the big...
Yes.
They're done
yes.
if he doesn't
yes.
play like that. So it has nothing to do with Marcus Smart in that regard.
After Marcus Smart turned the ball over twice in the last minute of Game 5.
Yeah, he had some bad moments in Game 5.
But like, could you imagine if Jason Tatum was like, man, we would have won that game if the best defender on the planet didn't turn the ball over twice.
I get it, but Curtis, he had 12 assists in Game 2. His teammate shot 12 of 15 off his passes. He created 54 points. He had an unbelievable game. He deserves and is established now clear the right to crow a little bit.
Wait,
this is what makes him him.
I know we're big into per 36. I have not heard the points created stat.
I took it off SportsCenter this morning.
Okay.
54 points created. He had 24, and he created, whatever, 30 more.
Ken, how about you just say he sounds like a donkey? It might work, but that was he sounded like a donkey.
Not, I don't say that anymore. I used to say that they should trade him. He sounds like a donkey.
I'm not saying
he
to
no
trade
longer
him.
Sounds like, he just sounds like Marcus Smart.
You want to play the audio again? That's a donkey.
Somebody around Fenway yesterday, I was walking back from the Red Sox game, had a shirt. It was a great shirt. I don't even remember exactly how it was phrased. It was like, I trust Marcus Smart, or I believe Marcus Smart is a great basketball player. It's something that
Justin
Celtics fans
Turpin
need.
Had that shirt. It's like Marcus, it was like, Marcus Smart is good.
What? Something like that. It is needed. That as a Celtics fan, you need positive affirmation to yourself that Marcus can do anything and it's good for the good of the team.
But he wasn't doing, he was not using positive affirmation when he said the two best players on the team didn't pass enough.
I know, but it, basically he can do anything and it's fine.
Okay, so
that all leads to this being the most unexpected stunning title run we've ever seen in Boston, and I got further evidence.
Oh, Ken, you're
do
so
you remember
wrong
at the end of the year when they lost to the Clippers? They shot 4 for 42 from three.
Wait, what year?
This year. They were 16-19. They lost to the Clippers December 29th. They shot 42 threes. They made four of them.
Okay.
They were on your pace when you went out and shot 30 threes and made two.
Well, I mean, that was actually a tough gym. The rim had just been tightened.
Dr. Nick, you remember that game, right? 4 for 42, that's what everybody kept saying. That was rock bottom.
Okay, so rock bottom was three games under 500.
For this team, who was expected to be a contender,
okay.
It was a mess. Everybody was mocking them. Tatum was
okay.
being traded,
okay.
metaphorically.
16-19
yes.
is much different than 5-13. And week one of the 2001 Patriots, do you know who they played?
Week one, 2001 Patriots. The Jets?
They lost at the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, Bengals.
And it wasn't even that close.
Okay, well...
Okay, and then
Bengals.
Week two, they lost to the Jets. Two real, you know, dominant teams in 2001. I mean, it's not even in the same stratosphere. I love you. You know it. This is, don't die on this hill. It is a really dumb take.
Yeah, I don't know.
Since that team, this is the most unexpected.
So you were ready to fire Bill, like at 0-2, people were bailing.
Yes.
2001, 0-2, everybody was off the... You know.
It was the first home game of the year. It was the first home game following the 9/11 attacks, and it was much more about the community and being back out as a nation watching the Druzy brothers come out. I was at the game, and, you know, they lost, but it wasn't like people were... people didn't have that same, like... They were mad, but it wasn't the expectation. It was just a different world. It was like, yeah, they suck. What are they going to do? Nobody knew anything about... First of all, nobody at the game knew that Bledsoe was in the hospital because you had no idea about that until later in the day. And then when he was done, it was just like, okay, well, maybe they'll suck enough to get a good pick. Who knows what's going to happen with their head coach.
They still had Ty Law. They still had McGinnis. They still had the core of the 90s.
But those guys were not like – Ty Law was making a ton of money. Like, it wasn't
– Who was getting more heat then, Bledsoe or Bill?
Following the like in that season?
Yeah, like start of the year 0-2.
I think Bledsoe was getting a decent amount of heat. I mean, I can't say. I mean, I was a senior in high school, so I was much more worried about Rivers' football team. We were looking really good early in the year, but in general, I believe that there was a lot of disdain, especially from Borges, about Belichick. There was a lot of the media that already found him to be kind of a dink,
yeah,
and they were happy to kick him while he was down. That was the general recollection I have of that time.
All right, 617-779-7937. I think I'm fighting an uphill argument in this, but I'm going to stick with it. This would be more stunning than the 0-1 Patriots.
And not to mention, they beat the Rams.
Well, Golden State is Rams-esque, wouldn't you say?
Ooh, good.
Three-time champion.
Okay, good point. You win
now,
that one.
Now, before we get to the calls, looking ahead to Golden State, this is not the same Golden State team, obviously, that won three, but they're pretty damn good. But right now, don't you feel like they've got to get to the finals? Finals are bust based on Kyle Lowry being out, and this team right now on paper is much more talented than this Miami Heat team. And they got to win this series, first of all.
I mean, yes, I believe that you don't come this far just to come this far.
And then when you get there, will they be favored?
No. So I had this premonition that we were going to get to this today. So I emailed my man Jimmy Shapiro from Bovada,
mm-hmm.
and he says, this is obviously hypothetical, but I was told Golden State minus 165. So Golden Whoa. State would be the favorite in that series.
See, that's interesting. So then you get into, they could lose and still it would be a successful year.
Oh,
and
if they lose to Golden State, team, yeah. you could not say this was a disappointing season
no,
in any way.
I agree with that, but there is something about Golden State. They've played well against them. They've matched up well. Like the path is there. This is kind of Bruins 2019-esque, where it looks like everything has opened up for you. You had injuries throughout to multitude.
Chris and then Middleton. Gloria showed up.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
How did they lose that Game 7 like that? That might be the worst. Okay, no. Super Bowl 42, obviously, biggest loss. But that loss at home, oh,
honestly, you hope that drives Bergeron to come back another year. Like sitting there in the offseason, just like, I still can't believe we lost Game 7. I'm coming back.
From that season?
From 2019, yeah.
No,
well, that is on him. That their line couldn't produce.
Yeah, I mean, I think, by the way,
he got outplayed by Ryan O'Reilly in that series.
Captain Hockey Guy over here, who said that Cassidy would be the fall guy, once again, right.
Well, not yet. They're letting him dangle first.
By the way, I don't know anything, and I love Cam Neely. I mean this sincerely. He did not look well at that press conference.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but maybe put down the bottle.
Oh, jeez. Alex and Taunton on Kenny Curtis. Alex.
All right. I like hearing both of you guys. You guys are my security blanket, especially you, Ken.
Thank you.
You drove me crazy during the COVID times and whatever, but still.
Greg drove me to that. I blame Greg. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. But anyhow, what I wanted to bring up was that I think Marcus Smart is just saying what he really thought he should be. I mean, coming out of Oklahoma State, he is a point guard that dishes and passes and sets up plays. And then I guess he can shoot a couple of threes now. And that's what he's like crowing about. And that's what he's saying he wants to do. Whereas mm-hmm. prior to this, you know, when Marcus Smart was drafted, he was always a number six player. I mean, you know, off the bench. And also, you know, they brought Danny Ainge brought Kyrie on. Then right afterwards, he brought Kemba Walker on. So Marcus Smart was never allowed to start as a starting point guard. So now he's really a starting point guard. And now he's showing that he can do what he was brought to do. So
yeah, you're right, Alex. It's his first year where he is a true star. He has become a star. And everybody can see it. And nobody can deny it, right?
Nope.
Well, not even a star, like not like Kyrie or Kemba Walker.
No, but defensive player of the year, like he's impacting games most nights.
John Stockton, you know, dish the ball and play defense, and that's what he knows. That's what probably Ibaka told him to do. You know, be what you're supposed to be, and everybody says play smart. You know, and I think the new Celtic whisperer, I'm going to have to give credit to, is Megan. I'm going to listen to her now because she was the one who predicted that Celtics were going to kill them on the second game.
Yep, and she managed Marcus Smart, too, I think, was her pick for game two to click. So kudos to Mego. She's done well so far. I mean, I kind of agree with that. He's not a star. I guess that's the wrong phrase. Alex is right, Curtis.
Yeah.
Is Marcus Smart a star? He's Defensive Player of the Year. He had a great game, too. He's not John Stockton.
Oh, of course not.
He almost blew game. He did blow game five. He almost blew last round.
Yeah.
But
you are right in your explanation that this is the Marcus Smart experience. You don't get the on court without the off court. And in that way, I agree. So, I mean, he clearly has been a net positive for this team. But those types of comments, like, you know what I thought was a playful comment, which was Tatum following the Game 7 win last Sunday. He was, you know, meeting the media after the big win, and Grant Williams obviously had a phenomenal Game 7, and he said something to the effect of, yeah, he got his shine, like, you know, I hope he doesn't get used to that. And then we saw the mic'd up Grant, and he was, like, really kind of annoying.
Yeah.
In terms of if I were a Celtic.
Yeah.
And it meant, like, wow, Tatum doesn't really say things just to say them. Maybe that is true, you know.
Do you find them, like, obviously they're likable when they're winning, but do you love the Celtics' personality?
I just love Jalen and Jason in terms of, I just, when we spoke with Paul Pierce this week on the Greg Hill Show, like, the guys that have been here, that work through it, that fight through it, that have, you know, that have been with Kyrie.
Tatum signed the contract. He didn't have to do that.
He didn't. And it, you know, I love that it's paying off. And I love that they're getting the experience, the true Boston sports fan experience, which is full buildings, people that are fully invested. Right now, the Celtics are the number one story in town without a close second. And they have it to themselves. And I think they've earned it and they deserve it. I just find it interesting when you get little elements of truth. You know, people like to try and protect their teammates and not give away anything. But when you hear Tatum say something like that about Grant, at first I thought that was just a nothing. Yeah. But in hindsight, I feel like they are trying to control the egos of those below them at times.
401 texter, regards to what Marcus Smart said postgame. The truth is, anything that's said in press conferences is all for show. It's never a representation of the locker room. It's to appease the media and make them focus on something that's not relevant. I don't agree with that totally, but do you kind of concur that no matter what Marcus Smart says in the postgame, they don't care in the locker room at all? They do not care.
No, I do not agree with that. Clearly,
I think they kind of look at Marcus Smart and now and say, whatever he said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I think to a degree. What if he said tonight, if they win game three and he has 30 points?
If he ripped Deuce Tatum or something, that's different.
It's like, yeah, Jason, why don't you stop worrying about Grant Williams and put your kid to bed? Yeah, I think
can't believe
that would
Derek
be an
White
issue.
Missed a game. Can you believe this?
But I do think, though, you have, if he says something like, this is my team.
Yeah.
You don't think that would bother Tatum?
I don't think I think he's basically said that.
No, but
that's what he said.
If he actually said that, it would be a problem.
That's
in my
what
opinion.
He said in that quote. It's my team.
Ken?
Can we play that again? We'll play that again next.
Okay, and we're gonna get Rob Bradford's thoughts, who just stopped by.
Bradford, by the way, has a special presentation for you.
Oh, God.
He has texted me already. That will be coming up next.
Okay, and he needs to weigh in on the dumbest take of the century.
This is a great take
by me. Celtics team
the
a more
most stunning title run ever in Boston sports history right here. We are in the middle of it right now on Ken and Curtis.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back to it. Ken and Curtis. WEEI.
How much pride do you take in, you know, your ability to kind of run the team the way you've always said you had the ability to?
A lot of pride. That's what I've been doing my whole career. You know, that's what I got drafted here to do. And, you know, I just waited my turn, you know. And I'm blessed to be in the situation I am, to have the opportunity to go out and show what I can do. And, you know, I think everybody – the organization in the world is seeing what I can do at that point guard position.
That is Marcus Smart saying, this is my team. Didn't you hear it, Curtis, on the replay?
No.
What did you hear there?
I saw Michael and Brookline try and break through the window.
That's actually happening. The sausage guy's here. But that is a quote of Marcus Smart saying, this is my team. I know you mentioned running the show like it's the point guard, but he believes this is his team.
Yeah, and that's
and
great.
And they don't care. Tatum and Brown do not care this year.
Right, and that's phenomenal. And the most difficult thing to do is repeat success because, as you know, there haven't been multiple champions in many sports. It has in the NBA several times, but getting to guys to rein their egos in following championships is very difficult to do. But obviously, you're right, it's been working this year.
And I'm right that this is, if they go on to win the title, which I believe they will, the most stunning title in Boston sports history. And Rob Bradford is here to agree with me, I am sure. just after presenting a Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt to Curtis.
I love it. It's never been boring. It's never been less boring than right now.
I mean, basically, if you put a t-shirt on somebody, they have to agree with whatever it says, right? So there's no turning back now, Curtis. Right?
I am now officially Sam Kennedy's biggest fan.
I love the great game of baseball slash Chris Curtis. But, hey, can we talk about this dynasty thing for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. So I applaud you. I like you personally. Uh-oh. I respect your opinion about this. Oh, they're set up for the biggest dynasty that I've ever had in my lifetime, ever since the Patriots, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, coming to Curtis. I like this.
Well, I mean, it's also you. Didn't you say you were ahead of the curve, right?
Right.
You were ahead of the
I just said this team is the best team in Boston sports
history. Isn't it such a dangerous?
I didn't say dynasty.
I think it could be one and done.
The best team
if it's one and done, it's not the best team.
The best team in what?
If they win this year and lose like in future years, it's not a dynasty, but it still remains the best, most unexpected rise to a title ever.
You keep putting other adjectives into that. You said the best.
Yeah,
period.
Best.
So stop putting in whatever other words you're trying to caveat with.
Best.
Okay.
Why?
It's not the best team if they only win one.
Why? A team is 1 year.
Okay, the Patriots.
Best season.
The 0-1 team was a very good story. It became dynastic because of what they did in 03 and 04.
Okay, I separate dynasty from best team.
This is like Terry Francona said in 2008, Red Sox is the best team ever.
Right.
You know, if not for Josh Beck, it's oblique.
Or Doc Rivers saying that this starting five has never lost a series.
I mean, and you said the most unexpected, Ken? Like, what? The fact is that the NBA, you need two really, really good players, right? It's science. That's how you build an NBA team.
Okay, and nobody believed they had to. Wiggy wanted to trade one of the Jays for who? Dame Lillard.
Like, this is what we're doing.
If you listen to Greg Hill every morning, it was Dame Lillard or the Washington guy. What's his name?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at this Baseball Isn't Boring photo, and I just... Can we get back to baseball? Like, I feel like this team...
No, let Bradford finish his point.
I'm kidding.
You were going to rip Curtis for the dynasty.
Well, I mean, in fairness, we should get back to baseball because you just use Wiggy as your guy to
okay,
support your
pick
argument.
Pick anybody. Who believes...
I cannot sit in this studio, this Ford Clubhouse... Studio, right? Tell me the correct verbiage.
You got it.
Okay.
Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio.
Yes, exactly. I cannot look out the window without harkening back to when Wiggy in jeans, a 400-pound Jermaine Wiggins, raced Alex Reamer out on that street right out here. I mean,
get back to the point.
Okay.
What's your point?
My point is you shouldn't be leaning on Jermaine Wiggins.
Okay, forget
you.
About Wiggy. Nobody in town believed this team was a title winner. Nobody.
I love
Before the year they did.
In December.
In December when they sucked, yeah.
Yes,
sure.
When they hit rock bottom.
Yeah, they're fine. That's fine.
You know what Dino said? You don't hit rock bottom until you stop digging.
Well, that's the whole point. They went from rock bottom.
Thank you. So far, we got Wiggy and Dino.
Right.
Thank you.
They went from rock bottom. Nobody believed in them. Nobody thought they had two stars. No, people didn't think they had one star.
That's true, but why do you say it's the best team ever? Unexpected team ever.
Yes.
Yeah, in December, if you want to talk about what it was perceived
well,
that's in
the
December.
Point. Do you think St. Louis Blues fans don't look back on the 2019 season when they were dead last and they fired their coach as an unexpected run to a title?
I'm going to default to Curtis.
It was a magical run.
I would like to just put this on the record so, Rob, just you and I can talk. Ken just said it's one season standalone. So for half the season of this greatest season in the history of Boston sports, he said they sucked.
Yes.
So then if you're only using 1 year and for half the year they sucked, how is it the best team?
Because you get to the top at the end and it's the most magical run ever. It goes from unexpected to title.
But now you keep adding different things. So like every other team.
It's my definition.
But
I can call whatever I want.
But every other team that we're measuring.
He is the boss.
Okay. it is your rules, Kenny. But every other team wins a title. So we're comparing it with other Giants, right?
Yes.
So if you're saying I can't bring in other years, that's your rule.
Yep.
So you're saying it's a standalone season.
Yep.
You're saying they made it to the mountaintop. Every other team that we're comparing it to is with them at the mountaintop.
Yep.
So for half their year, they were not very good.
Correct.
Like the 04 Patriots were a better team than the 01 Patriots because the 01 Patriots went 11-5. The 04 Patriots went 14-2.
Okay.
And then they won three straight games and won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it's a better team. So you introduce the question and the overcoming of long odds after a bad start into the best team when those two are mutually exclusive.
Okay, best team's probably not the best phrase.
Oh, thank you.
It's the most incredible. Wow. It's the most incredible unexpected run.
Finally, a
good.
Take back.
I agree with you. I think that outside of the Patriots, it is the most unexpected title run in Boston sports history. And you could put in the 13 Red Sox when you consider the bombings and how the city was galvanized by it. That team was not expected to do anything. John Farrell hasn't won a game basically since he managed that team. and they won it all. So anyway.
Eric in New Hampshire, real quick on the phone lines. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for having me on. I just want to make a point to Ken. I don't think the Boston sports fan is not as gullible as the American public. You, Ken, you just can't get up here and push a narrative. We are not that dumb. We will not listen to you. I'm actually surprised you weren't in the running to become the new press secretary to replace Jen Psaki.
See, this is a political bent.
While you got Bradfo there, can I just bring something up if he's
sure.
still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes.
Can we stop calling Nathan Eovaldi an ace and just call him the best pitcher on the Red Sox?
You may if you like. Yes.
Imagination. Okay.
Well, he could be an ace, but if that's your prerogative and you want to do that, that makes you feel better, then fine. But do you think that if they came out and offered him 4 years and $69 million, the same contract they had before, do you think that's fair? You would sign up for that, wouldn't you?
Well, he's just the best pitcher in the land of the blind. The one-eyed man is king, Rob.
Hold okay. on. I got to get the T-shirt people on that.
Let's go. You can't fool people around here. They're too smart with those kind of catchphrases. Nobody's going to fall for that, Eric in New Hampshire. It's Ken and Curtis. By the way, we want to, Brad, are you sticking around for a segment? You want to get to the bottom of the...
Yeah, I just present a T-shirt. We haven't even talked about, Chris
don't
Curtis.
Bang the microphone.
That was me. I hit something by accident.
Oh, God.
He's so protective of the studio.
What I love is there's actually more tension there recently. I've never experienced this before. It's always Ken and I. I love it.
By the way, JetBlue just reached out to me asking me about my experience. Like, they should not ask me about my experience.
Oh, big mistake.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Where'd you fly from?
New York. I could have walked there.
Yeah. I've never done JetBlue flight. I've always done the Delta shuttle.
Well, you do private.
Yeah. Well, my dad usually, we have a guy.
PJs.
Next hour of Ken and Curtis, we will get to, at some point, the Bedard audio, because Curtis is ready to go off on that. But while Bradfo's here, the backstory of the Johnny Gomes Green
Ooh.
Monster beer catch last
Ooh,
night.
Love it.
And to revisit our Sox conversation from earlier, is this team finally worth attention? They have turned the corner. We'll get Bradfo's take next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.